A congressional campaign is hoping for Hillary.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
And this is It's Just Politics.
I do believe that this is absolutely a winnable seat, and I've put together a really strong team.
State Representative Gretchen Driscoll's nascent campaign for Congress relies in part on the assumption that Hillary Clinton will top the Democratic ticket next year.
Yeah, some were surprised at how early Driscoll announced her campaign to unseat Republican Tim Walberg in Michigan's 7th Congressional District. We are still 631 days away before election 2016.
It's been barely a month since Driscoll was sworn in for a second term as a state representative.
Causing outrage. Outrage, I say, that the new campaign season is already underway, that Politico's already too quick, too focused on 2016.
But fear not. Yeah. This does not signal the beginning of the campaign season.
Right. This is just the fundraising season, unseen and unheard by most voters.
And to win this, Driscoll had better be fundraising right
because now. Because lots of money will be needed to beat Walberg.
And Driscoll is a proven, prolific fundraiser. She's from Washtenaw County. Even though the city's not in the district, she has an in with the Ann Arbor area's wealthy liberal donors. And then there's Hillary.
Right. Remember, Michigan, typically, it goes with the Democrats in presidential years. The idea here being that Clinton, at the top of the ticket, she'll add a little turbocharge to fellow Democratic women, draw out female voters.
And maybe be a game changer in places like the marginally Republican 7th District.
Yeah.
Romney barely won it in 2012.
Right. And Obama won it in 2008.
Senator Debbie Stabenow won the district in her most recent reelection bid.
Yep. And Driscoll does have a history of winning Republican seats.
She does. She won her statehouse seat by toppling a Republican incumbent in a GOP-leaning district. And that history is why she was recruited this season by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
Yeah, but Democrats are aware that everything will have to break her way in order for her to win. Fundraising, outside support, volunteers.
Yep.
See, Walberg, he has won re-election now 3 times in a row.
And he will no doubt get support from outside groups like the Fund for Growth, which was an early Walberg backer.
Yeah, and during redistricting, Walberg succeeded in getting his bete noire county, Calhoun, drawn out of his district.
Calhoun County's Battle Creek, home to Mark Schauer, the now former Democratic congressman from the 7th.
And the Democratic candidate, of course, for governor last year.
Right.
Calhoun is also home to Joe Schwartz.
Walberg unseated the moderate Republican Schwartz in his primary in 2006, and then Schauer beat Walberg in 2008.
The only Democrat to beat Walberg.
Before Walberg took his seat back.
Yeah.
We'll see if things don't come together to make the 7th a fight again in 2016.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.